Blog Talk Radio.
You have my heart, and I am yours forever. You are my strength, God of grace and power. And everything you hold in your hand, still you make time for me. I can't understand. Praise you, God of earth and sky.
I'm your host, Michael Long, and we got a great show lined up for you right now. Helen Basinger is our guest, live from Spain, and she's going to be talking about a topic today that I think is so great that she's talking about, and hopefully we can do some more shows on this subject on depression, because it is such a big problem out there, and it is, I think, so underserved. I've been doing this show well over 9 years now, over 4,000, probably 5,000 shows now. And I can tell you, I know my listeners pretty well, and depression is one of the highest things that people deal with, and the one of the hardest thing that people have a hard time breaking away from. So I think it's something we all deal with during the course of our life, and it comes in different forms. So Helen is going to be taking your phone calls. If you would like to get help from breaking free from depression and getting happy again, this is your chance to call in. If you lost a loved one, or you've broken up from a relationship, or just any, you know, depression, just call on in. This is your opportunity, and a great opportunity, if I may say so. The number to call into the show is 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone once you come aboard to speak to Helen, and please call in right away, because this is just a 30-minute show, so you don't want to wait and linger for a couple hours, because the show won't be here for that. So, and to reach Helen, Helen's contact information is listed right here on the show page, and it also contains a U.S. phone number, so very easy to contact Helen for all the great things that she does, and I know she's going to be letting you know all the different things that she works with, but many things like helping resolve PTSD, not just depression, but anxiety. We've talked before about how to quit smoking, Helen has, and that was really beautiful. So, do contact Helen. She's very good at what she does. So let's welcome Helen on the show here on Journey into the Light. Welcome back, Helen.
Hey, Michael, how are you?
Doing good. Yourself?
Yep, very, very well. Very, very well. Yep, beautiful. It was a beautiful day today, actually. I have to say, the last 2 days here have been amazing. You know those skies when they're just totally blue and there's not a cloud? And it was so delightful that I was just sitting outside this afternoon with the sun in my face, just going, oh my goodness, this is like paradise. So, yep, feeling really good.
Well, great, great. Yeah. Sunny here, too. So I know there it's
brilliant.
Nighttime, but sun is shining here Thursday afternoon.
Yeah, exactly. So, this depression, I mean, as you were saying, it does affect an incredible number of people. And I get a lot of clients that suffer from depression. And it's kind of interesting in that depression, it can have a number of roots. And I think one of the, people know that, that if they're sad or something sad happens, it can lead to depression. But I think that some people don't realize that actually one of the main causes, I think, in modern society of depression, apart from this kind of being disconnected from family and, community, feeling alone and so on, is actually anxiety. Because what happens is when you suffer from chronic anxiety, it changes the chemicals in the body, but it actually results in feeling depressed. So you can go from, you can do a very stressful job and you can be up and you can feel that adrenaline in the morning and you're zipping around and you're doing this, you're looking after the kids and you're running around and you're stressed about money and this and that. Then all of a sudden, everything kind of goes in on itself and you suddenly lose all energy and you feel depressed and so on. And it's the anxiety that caused it. So I think that's kind of important for people to realize, they say that anxiety causes, it can be the root cause of many diseases and the immune system, not working properly and so on, which is true. But it also is causing depression. And so it's really, really important for people to get, it's just important to understand that we have to allocate time for ourselves to chill out in whatever way that is. We have to give ourselves time to just to be, whether that's actually doing, meditation or something like that, but whether it's just, taking the dog for a walk or just being quiet and just having time with a book or whatever. It's crucial. I think modern society is so full on some of the time, and people don't realize that the overall effect is depression. So anyway, I just wanted to say that so that it can shed some light for some people perhaps. But also, as I said at the beginning, it can also be, a sadness. I remember one lady, she came to me, she must have been in her late 70s or something like that, and she lost her husband about 6 years prior to seeing me. And she said that she'd woken up every day, and every day she'd cried over the loss of her husband. Now, that's an awfully long time to be like that, and she hadn't managed to kind of move on from it. It was like stuck. And I think it's the same with all trauma. When you suffer from a trauma, sometimes it's like the energy gets stuck. And there is a natural grieving process, and the stages of grief and all that, and you go through it. And it may take a certain number of months or a year or something like that. But to go on for years like that suggests that something is stuck and it needs to get released. And, so the work that I do is really that, is finding these blockages, whether it be the grief and the shock and the trauma of losing somebody, or whether it's the, depression caused by chronic anxiety, or whether it's depression caused by childhood trauma, through abuse or whatever it is, we can deal with it in the same way, which is the way that I've described in past, you know, conversations we've had, which is seeing these emotions, allowing ourselves to see the emotions as a shape and a color and form, and sending it to the light. And it's quite remarkable. And then that particular lady I was talking about, you know, she came in extremely upset and tearful and so on. And after about an hour and a half, she left and she was smiling and happy and so on. And interesting, we'd also made contact with her departed husband. So she was pretty pleased about that, which is another aspect of the kind of, you know, hypnosis that I do, which is a kind of spiritual thing. But suddenly it was gone, and she didn't have to wake up crying every day. So it's a wonderful thing. But let me know, is there anybody that's called in, or shall I?
Yes, we do have a caller on the line here, and we do want to invite anybody else who wants to call in. Press the 1 on your phone if you're called in and you want to go ahead and speak to Helen here. Press the 1 on your phone, and we'll go to Sharon in Tennessee. Welcome.
Oh, hello. Thank you for taking my phone call.
Yeah, no problem, Sharon.
Yeah, I was listening to what you were saying, and I'm trying to fight to myself. I felt like something needs to be lifted.
Right.
And I've had some sadness in the past, but I thought I had gotten over that, like loss of not my mother or a distant father. A lot of sadness, but I thought I'd gotten over that. But just lately, things I've been just kind of not happy with no reason why, which makes me feel kind of ungrateful for what I have, which almost kind of makes everything else worse because I feel ungrateful because I've got so many good things going on in my life. Almost hate to even admit that there's something there.
I understand. Yeah, but the sadness is kind of resurfaced again.
I guess so. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. No, I understand that. I think often, I don't know what, you know, the circumstances of your parents' death and so on, but I think I know for myself, when my father died, I was extremely busy, and I was literally working. I was literally actually working the moment I found out he'd passed away, and I had to continue on. I had a cry for half an hour, and I just had to continue on. And you know, it didn't come up till a few years later that I kind of felt that grief, because it kind of gets buried sometimes, and perhaps it gets buried also is because, you know, it's difficult to deal with these things, and sometimes it can be a bit overwhelming. But I'll tell you what, I'll show you what I was talking about in terms of visualizing the grief and letting it go. So, I mean, if you want to close your eyes, okay, and just allow your body to relax and just become aware that you have a body. You know, a lot of the time we spend in our head. So just become aware that you have a physical body with your legs and your, you know, tummy and arms and neck and head and all of that. And then just think about that grief or that sadness or that feeling of heaviness or loss that you've been feeling. And just notice, I mean, you may feel it everywhere, or you may feel it more in one particular place, but that sadness, where is it in your body? How do you know it's there?
When I was just thinking about it, I felt it in my chest.
In your chest, yeah. It's often in the lungs, actually. So feel that sadness in your lungs. If it could have a color, you know, if that grief could have a color, what color might it be?
Maybe blue.
Mm-hmm. And so does it feel heavy? Does it feel something like something heavy and solid?
It almost feels like a heavy metal blanket on me.
A heavy metal blanket. Okay, great. So just focus on that. There's a heavy metal blue blanket. Okay, and it's holding you back and it's weighing you down for sure. Now I want you to imagine about a foot above your head is an opening into the light. And there's this beautiful white light in there, and we're going to say that all negative emotions are a bit like shadow or darkness. And when you put a piece of darkness into the light, of course it doesn't exist anymore. It just kind of turns into more light. So I'm going to help you, and we're just going to pick up that blanket, so grab a corner of that metal blanket and start lifting it off your chest, out of your lungs, And I want you to draw that blanket in your mind. I'm helping you now. We're going to lift it off because it is there, but it's not who you are. It's not necessary to you. It's not part of who you are. That's it. And pull that blanket, pull that blue blanket towards the light. Now you watch. As it goes into the light, it just turns into light. It just becomes more light. And you mentioned gratitude earlier, and actually that light is a light of gratitude. Very high frequency, beautiful, beautiful light. Pulling it up, drawing it in, and just turn the whole silly old blanket into light. That's it. Did it go into the light?
Yeah, it did.
Fantastic. Great. So take a deep breath through the nose and out through the mouth. And blow it out. And go back into your body. And just find that grief, that sadness, that melancholy, that feeling of loss. On a scale of 0 to 10, if it was 10 before, where would it be now?
About a 4 or 5.
Mm-hmm. And where is it now in your body? Is it in the same place?
I'm still kind of in my chest area.
In it or on it?
Pardon me?
Does it feel like it's in your chest or on your chest?
In it, kind of behind the sternum area, kind of like your sternum, kind of up in there.
I got you. And if that had a color, what color would it be?
Just a pink kind of just came into my mind a little bit. I don't know why pink, but
yeah, pink. And does it feel what you know? What kind of? Obviously, it feels a little bit heavy. But what would that have to be made out of to feel like that? Does it feel hard or? I'm sorry.
Yeah, you know, something just came to me. I think it's feminine energy. Like maybe it's okay to grieve that. Because I think I've always felt like I had to be strong and I couldn't. But all of a sudden it was like pink and I just felt feminine energy all of a sudden for some reason.
That's interesting. It is funny, isn't it? But see that feminine energy and use your intuition. Does that feminine energy actually have a feminine form? Or is it just a pink energy?
More of a, I think I got the color pink. I mean, when you said what color is it, all of a sudden pink popped in my mind.
Mm-hmm. And so do you sense that it's just like a pink cloud or pink? What would it be made out of?
Yeah, I think cloud softness. Pink, yeah, feminine softness cloud.
Okay, I want you to see the pink cloud. See that pink cloud and let's just draw it up. Let's just suck it up. Drawing that pink cloud up, pulling it up, pulling that pink cloud, pulling it up into the light, allowing the cloud to enter the light. And again, as it does that, it just turns into light. It just turns into this beautiful, beautiful white light. Again, it's that light of gratitude. That's it. Which actually unblocks your ability to come to a sense of completion. It's like the end of a chapter, you know, and the beginning of something new. So take another deep breath and blow it out. Go into your body again. Go find that grief, that sadness, that feeling of loss. On that scale of 0 to 10, where would it be now?
Probably about a 1, 2. Very,
uh-huh.
Very low.
Right. And how do you know? Where is that in your body?
As strange as it sounds, it's a little bit lower and to the left, like underneath my rib cage a little bit, but not just barely.
Mm-hmm. And so what kind of color and form and shape would that take? If it had a color, what would it be?
I'm just seeing white.
Like a white. Is that kind of cloudy again or?
Very small, very little.
Okay, so just see that little wisp of white cloud and let's just draw it up because it's not necessary, don't have to keep it, it's not who you are. So draw it up, pull that little wisp of white cloud into the light and poof, you just watch, it just turns into light. It just turns into this beautiful, beautiful white light. Okay? So now take another deep breath and blow it out and go into your body and feel that feeling of sadness that's been around. Do you still feel it?
It feels like light. I feel like the lightness now about me.
Feel light, yeah. Feels good, huh?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Well, just know that you can use this technique yourself for all kinds of other things. But I'm glad you're feeling better. Michael, is there somebody else that's called in, or can I continue talking?
Yeah, you can continue. Yes. I don't have anybody else right this moment, yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right. So yeah, it's an amazing thing. And as I was saying, you can use it for all kinds of things. And in your life, or you can teach it to, you know, children or relatives or whatever. And it's the perfect thing for when energy gets stuck, or whatever it may be, you know?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. So I think everything will be better now. It's great to be able to move on.
Yes, thank you so much. I want to start
you're
to
welcome.
Like a student. I have something to be thankful for, so thank you so much.
Good, well, now you can just focus on that, because you do, it's true.
Yes, I do. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I love. Have a lovely day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Ciao. So, yeah, Michael, what do you think about that? Have you ever experienced anything like that yourself, where you've used those kinds of techniques?
I love the techniques because I really, you know, just like everybody else, I found myself some years ago. You know, it just overcame me unexpectedly as far as being depressed, and just about anything I watched, especially movies, I would just cry and just so unexpectedly. I mean, I'm a sensitive person, but not cry like I was doing. And
yeah. Well, it's funny. It's not funny, but I have because I'm working a lot with people in America. You know, I find a lot of people that have ended up going to a doctor because they feel sad or depressed or whatever, and they end up taking some kind of they get given some kind of a pill like Prozac or what have you. And I find that what happens is that by taking rather than finding a way like what I've described or you know, being able to talk to somebody about it and working your way through it, what these drugs tend to do is they kind of put a blanket over it. So the person feels, well, they don't feel sad anymore, but they don't feel anything at all. They don't feel joy either. But it's like they feel kind of blah, but it's better than feeling really bad. But then what happens is, because this blanket is put over everything, it's like the emotional issue itself isn't being dealt with. It's like putting it on hold for a while. And so it's interesting. I've worked with quite a few people that have been on all kinds of, you know, pharmaceuticals, and they've ended up not having to do that anymore once the emotional energy was gone. And it's such a, I don't know, it slightly concerns me when you read the instructions on a Prozac pack, and one of the so-called side effects, which I call effects, is suicide. I find that a little bit worrisome when you see how, I mean, obviously this lady wasn't, you know, very, very depressed or whatever, but she was just a bit sad. But you can see how relatively easy it is to shift these kinds of emotions with practically no cost. I mean, I don't charge very much for what I do. And, there's no side effects like there are with drugs, and it's kind of instant. It's instant. It's done. It's over. It's finished with.
Yeah, I agree. I've talked about this on my show, so it's nothing new. But my wife suffered from a breakdown back in 2008 when the economic collapse happened all around the world, and we lost our business, which meant we lost our house and all these things. She took it very hard. And She went through a deep depression, and yes, she was put on those kind of drugs. And like I said, it turns a person into like a zombie, and it just puts everything on hold, but there's no really improvement done. It's just almost, you know, like you were saying, it's just kind of puts a person in a kind of a holding state. But
that's a stasis, exactly, because it can't be dealt with. It's all very well for the pharmaceutical industry, of course, because then they just, you know, they can keep supplying their drugs. But I don't know, it doesn't seem to be the way to go for me anyway. But yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. I mean, and that's true, and I think that what happened to her no doubt happened to many people. But I think it's comforting to know that, I think this is the point that I think that everyone, if everyone could understand this, it would be helpful, is that we kind of brought up to think that, you know, if we have an emotion, like we feel angry or we feel, you know, sad or we feel anxious or whatever, that somehow we're kind of stuck with it. It just is what is. It's like, you know, whatever. You know, you've cut your foot and you've got a scab on your foot. But it's not like that. We can actually, we have the ability to transmute our own emotions. And, you know, I always say it would be so amazing at school if, you know, if a five-year-old could be taught this. And by the way, a five-year-olds are brilliant at it because, I mean, they visualize like in a heartbeat. You tell a kid to visualize something, it does it like boom, straight away. And this kind of thing could be taught to children so that whenever, whatever issues came up for them in their life after that, they have the tools to deal with it. And that would change things immensely. I've always thought it would be a fantastic thing to be able to have some kind of program for children in schools. I don't know if I'll ever sort of see that happening in my lifetime, but it would be lovely to think that, yeah, that one day that something useful could be taught in a school, you know, that people could take away and actually, you know, it would change. I think it would change the world. It would change the world if people weren't fearful or angry or depressed or whatever, then all their creative talents and energy would all be released and being used for good.
I agree. That would be great. And I love what you do, because I know we got to wrap up, but what you're doing is actually helping the person to, you know, lift that blanket of depression and get back to their life. And because the drugs are definitely not the way to go, and they have so many side effects, as you were saying, and they've even shown how long term those drugs, which are very strong on the brain, can actually change the formation of your brain, where you can get to a state where you never get off of them.
So, no, that's right. That's right. Exactly. The brain stops making its own, you know, serotonin and stuff like that. Absolutely. It's like cocaine. If you have cocaine, and your brain stops making the happy dopamines, and there you go.
Yeah.
So.
Right. Exactly.
All right. But anyway, if anyone wants to contact me, I would, you know, they're very welcome to. My, like you said earlier, my information's on the site here, but my website is just my name, so it's real easy. It's www.helenbasinger.com, and people can go on there. There's all kinds of people that have, you know, sent me their words, or whatever you would call that, their testimonials of after working with me. So people can read those. Some of them are very interesting on all kinds of different subjects. But I'd be happy to just talk to anybody. Don't have to, you know, we don't have to set them an appointment to talk. I'm happy to talk to anybody about whatever their issues are, and I'll let them know how I think I can help.
Okay, very good. Great show. Thanks so much for talking about this, Helen. It's so much needed, and I know our people listening will get a lot of help from it, so thank you.
Brilliant. All right. Well, great, Michael. Thank you so much. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you next week.
Yes, we'll see you then. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Alrighty, that's Helen Basinger on the show. Okay, so this show will end. Julianne Cohn's coming up next. So everybody, hang up and call right back in right now. Thank you.